Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle, staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny, hurt me so bad, can't forget it. Oh, no, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Flexing like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Yo. What's happening, world? We back at it again. Another episode with Real Adult Talk. Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Ben. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for another Sunday fun day. So, as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up. Come kick it with your people.
Sir, yes, sir. Shout out to our top five countries tuning in, no particular order. Australia, South Africa, Nigeria, India, United States. And shout out to everybody else around the world that's tuning in. Tell a friend and another friend. Check in. We bought this. We bought this. Let's make it do what it do, Mo.
How's your week? Let's do it. So my week, all right, so I'm calling my week Up, Down, Up, Play with Cash. You know what I'm saying? That's just been kind of my week. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, you know, basically organizing my spring, summer, and fall. You know what I'm saying? And that's through organizing business, money. You know what I'm saying? So I'm looking to take a nice vacation, I don't want to talk about it until it's like booked, but probably in October, I need one. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just trying to set myself up. So, you know, this spring, I'm really, you know, getting in tune, getting everything ready to kick it off. Like April 1st really starts my money action. You know what I'm saying? I'm really going hard to paint. And then just the summer, like this summer, I'm going to kind of play it cool, I think. But the last couple of summers, you know, I've been like kind of flourishing, you know, which is a, you know, not a bad thing or whatever, because I like to take my summers off. But this summer, you know, especially in a real estate game, you know, I really want to get in tune, man. So this summer, I'm going to be in Manhattan, all up and down, you know, everywhere, you know what I'm saying? So I plan to kind of keep it close to the vest, you know, as far as being in Manhattan or being in New York for the summer. I'll probably go out to Boston for like a week. I mean, not a week, for like a weekend or something like that. Me and my wife as a little getaway. Haven't been to Boston yet. And, yeah, that's it. So, you know, like I said, right now, up, down, up, play with cash. That's my week. You know what I'm saying? Nothing too particular. Just, like I said, just organizing spring, summer, fall for me. So how was your week?
Man, I actually had an amazing week, right? I had an amazing week. This week, getting a lot of things done on the back end, which, of course, you know, I'll be talking to you once everything is finished. But we at the finish line on a lot of things, so I'm excited about that. I did not get much rest this week because it was all business, no play in real life. So I actually took today, like today it was like all rest. Like my body wouldn't even let me act like I wanted to do anything other than rest. So, of course, I have content to do after the radio show, but everything else, you know, put together already for me. So that was a good thing. I don't know. You know, like we at the shift, right? So we're coming up to tomorrow. Tomorrow's actually New Year's, okay? Spring equinox, some call it, but this is the actual new year. Like this is where we're getting ready for that next year, right? That next big change, you know, of energy of what's being laid out. So tomorrow's New Year. Happy New Year's Eve to everybody around the world. And basically, like the weather, like, you know, with the weather changing. And then I know when we got hit with some tornadoes about a month or so back, and so the water went out. And ever since they put the water back up, because they had to treat, like, a lot of places and stuff, this water been so hard. So, like, my eczema flaring up, my youngest son eczema flaring up, and I'm sitting here like, man, my eczema ain't flared up in a while. So whenever it flares up, I just have to – people go and want to use these big names. Baby, I use Jergens lotion, okay? Jergens lotion, original scent, and it has been what my family has used since we were little bitty goddamn kids. And we've all had the, you know, the whole eczema thing. So that's what I use, Jergens, you know, just Jergens every day, and my skin will balance back out in reference to that. So, you know, dry skin syndrome here. Business is business, you know. It's starting to align itself. We have finally put it in full swing. And so every month we're going to go to a different spiritual site, right? So, you know, especially being in the South, we have all these things and places that mean so much to us, and we don't check on it. We don't go try to figure it out. We don't try to go in, you know what I'm saying, tap into that energy, none of that, right? And we tend to grow and we move away from it, but the energy is in those places. You know, why these people stay in these old towns that our ancestors were, why these people that were slave owners still have these plantations and have that same energy, because the energy is so, so great, right? So we're going out once a month to different spiritual sites and things like that throughout Georgia, the Carolinas, in Florida, right, and Alabama. And so this is going to be year-round. This is going to be, like, through next year. I want it to be something, you know, permanent that we're doing. Even at best, you know, my kids are going on every mission. Everyone that is aligned with my ministry, you know, bring your kids, like, you know, just aligning that with a purpose. You know what I'm saying? Understanding the universal energy, because before you can go to any religion, right? Religions are hand-fed to us, right? Or something is said when we get grown that draws to our soul, and then we want to take into that, right? But we're ever-changing beings. So I really feel as though we need to learn the universal understanding of love and God and ether beings and things like that before we can even choose a religion. You know what I'm saying? Before you can go and say, oh, I want to be a devotee to Ifa. I want to be a Muslim. I want to be a Christian. You need to do the work yourself. And so this is what we're doing, okay? You know, I kind of gave a hint on that when I released my last book, Spiritual Goddess, the Spiritualist, saying that I want to take people back to the beginning. So this is, I haven't heard anybody doing it. You know, some people probably have. I haven't heard anybody doing it. But, you know, now you're going to hear so many people doing it because I'm doing it, you know, and I'm used to it. But taking people back to their foundation, you know, like learning and pulling energy. And when you get in these places and you're praying in these places and you are embodying these energy in this energy in these places, like, you know, we're all connected by 6 degrees. Everybody here, even somebody in your family, somewhere down the line is connected to somebody in my family or somebody in somebody's family that we know, right? And so when we tap into these places that our ancestors were, when we go to these, you know, plantations, when we go to these mounds and things like that, we're tapping into that energy. We're rebuilding that. We're tapping into our lineage going, you know, 2,500 years back. You know what I'm saying? So it helps us to ascend. A lot of people feel as though doing the work for ascension is like physically going to do this and physically, you know, and really it's becoming one with your higher self, right? The God image is in us, right? But God, the God is within us. Our duty here is to align, you know, to be in the likeness of the ultimate God, right? The universal God. So it, with that, you know, this starts out something amazing and something beautiful. As I tell everybody, like, you know, you got to know you. We don't have enough women out here teaching women, you know, what a woman's role is, right? We got enough women out here saying, F that ninja and, you know, pay me. And, you know, we got enough of that ignorant stuff out here. I see it all day. So just really aligning and, you know, one, yes, having those standards to know what to accept. But, you know, me growing up in the type of lineage that I did, what are you bringing to the table for that? Just because you're a woman, you don't deserve that. You know what I'm saying? Even back then, you had plenty of women. You had the clean-up woman, and then you had the wife, right? There was a difference between the clean-up woman and the wife. So are you the clean-up woman? Are you just going and keeping his nuts dry, or are you wifey material? Okay. Are you handling your business? Yeah, like, are you handling your business? If you choose to work, that's definitely, like, I definitely advise every woman to make their own money, but you still got to maintain the house. You got to, so it's going real deep, man. I'm honored. I'm so honored to be in the position that I am in, and I'm honored to just have that energy. I'm honored to be focused. I don't want to focus on, you know, anything outside of what we're doing, you know what I'm saying, at this moment. All of these places, just and just the beautiful thing that it's so many places that are within 5 hours from me. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere between 2 and 5 hours for these different places. And it's like we're right here. And you got all of these places in the South that you can visit and, you know, align with your ancestors. So that is something amazing that we are starting actually this month. Huh?
Wow. I said that's deep. Wow.
We're starting at this month, but I wanted to wait for the new year to kick in. And people aligning. We should have people coming from, you know, out of town, you know, so it's going to be, you know, should be a nice situation that my ministry is putting together, and ultimately will be sponsoring the entire situation. So ultimately, right, the key word. So, yeah, that was this week. Shout out to everybody around the world that's tuning into the radio show. I really appreciate you guys. The month of March ends our the month of March ends our fifth year on air here. April is 6 years. 6 years we've been doing this. You know, as most say all the time, it's just therapy. it's just a, you know, it's just a routine that we've gotten into, and we do what we do here for you guys. Just some real life situations. I mean, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's serious, sometimes you like they crazy as hell, and sometimes you like I can really relate to that. So salute to everybody that's tuning in, and salute to 6 years. I don't know, man. I might have to give me a bottle for year six.
Bottle, huh? You've been talking to 6 years, so go ahead and get you a bottle. You know what I mean? I'm gonna have me a shot with you. You know?
That's what's up, man. Y'all know I go overboard though, so I'm gonna try to keep it. You know, keep the mouth mad at it. Man, so let's get into this topic. Okay, so listen.
Talk about it.
And this topic is gonna expand, so I'm just telling you that, but. Why do we not eat pork, right? So if you are in America, especially in America, why do we not eat pork? Like, tell us that, right? Tell us that. So I'm pretty sure, Mo, you've heard of your things. Even if you do eat pork, you've heard of stories on why you shouldn't eat pork or whatever. We're going to tap into that energy, right? So
That's cool.
One of these transformations that I have been doing, and you guys know I stopped eating this, start eating that, so on and so forth, right? And so I heard a voice say, go back to original, right? You got so many people that's trying these different things, and they, this herb, try that. And, of course, for like 2 years, I was like, I had got really sick. And I've never been sick like that in 2 years. But, you know, one of the things is that I definitely changed the way that I ate. You know, I changed the things that I put in my body and, you know, was trying this and trying that and so on and so forth. Right? And that's where I started experiencing illness, right? And, you know, people be like age and so on and so forth. But I started experiencing illness at that time. And so I've been pretty damn good, right? Pretty good. No issues for a while. The last flare-up I had last year is what I called, I had an allergic reaction to something that I was doing. Dealing with smooth, we talked about it on the show. Before then, you know, it's been a while. Like, I haven't had, you know, I haven't really been down. I've been really focused, right? One of the things that I stopped doing was taking these herbs. Yes. So if you know, you know. I'm one of these people. I got a box. I got moringa, syringa, you name it. Ashwanda, burdock root, elderberry. I got it all, right? And I was an avid taker of these things. So just as when it comes to the actual medicine, that the clear people, they have to experiment. They never get it 100% right because all of our intake is different. Even for the melanated people, you know what I'm saying? Our lineages are still different, even though we are melanated. So everything that works for them may not work for you. And what I have been doing is, like, my son, he went to school and he caught some little quick cold, whatever. And so he gave it to my baby, and my baby, when he is sick, he comes and he gets in my bed because that's, you know, he's finna get it out that way. So either it's going to be airborne or I'm going to get it. And this time I got it. It was the throat thing. It was crazy. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't have any elderberry at the time, so I had started out with moringa, and then I went and got elderberry. So for 2 days, I've been on moringa and elderberry. Which, you know, the elderberry by itself completely knocked it out. Moringa is a superfood, which actually, you know, helps out. But guess what? My stomach started bothering me. I started like feeling like I wanted to have a flare up. And I said, well, damn, the only thing that I did different was take these herbs, right? And so I asked my friend, I'm like, do you think, like, anybody that's really pushing solid information to the public on a large scale, they're going to wipe you out? Like they did Rashad Jamal, like they did Malcolm X, like they did, you know what I'm saying? Like, these are the powerful people. Al Sharpton Jesse Jackson, and those aren't powerful people. Those are coons that are put in position, and I've discussed this before. The powerful people they wiped out that really had the impact to take them away, take the masses away from their lynchings, right, their spiritual lynchings and so on and so forth. So you get all these people that's online and they're talking about this and talking about that. You see they're trying to ban TikTok in America, and it's not because of the privacy. They're trying to ban TikTok in America because TikTok does not cater to America's ideology of banning free speech. So everybody's learning and everybody's getting all this information, and they're working overtime trying to go in and flag users on TikTok, right? They got to put in a lot of money because they don't want people to get this information. TikTok goes against everything that the government has fought to be. You know what I'm saying? They fought to be in control, and TikTok is taking that, and TikTok is jeopardizing that, and this is why they want to ban TikTok, if you didn't know that. So you got all of these earths and things like that. And so I thought to myself, I said, I'm going back to the basics. I'm not taking any of this shit, okay? I'm finna, you tell me this is good, that's good, great. I ain't taking none of that shit. You understand me? I'm going back to the basics because if even with something as deadly as COVID, right, natural immunity was what was able to get you past COVID. Your body does this shit on its own, period. So, you know, me going back to the original source, you know, keeping my water intake up, getting my food in, you know, eating. So now let's get to this eating point. Since I've been a kid, I heard pork is not good for you. Don't eat pork, right? So when I go back and I think, I'm like, all right, we weren't Muslim. We was not Muslim. So when I go back and I think on, like, where the hell this came from, it was always a brother that had did time in jail that was saying, don't eat pork, right? Because we all know that the mass population in jail was Muslim, right? That was the religion. That's the prison religion. You know what I'm saying? And so when we would be in these neighborhoods, and then these people would go off to jail, and they would be, you know, they in jail, but they around all of these different people. And I had time to study. So this coon came back to be smarter. You know what I'm saying? Than they left before, and they could give all this language and this advice. And don't eat pork. Don't eat the pig. Mo, why the hell we don't eat pork?
Wow, that's a good. That's a very good question. Like when I saw this in the feed, I was like, okay, all right, this is different. But
Barrett.
All right. So yeah, once again, you know, for the people out there, shout out to everybody across the world that's listening. So tonight's topic on Real Talk with SGMO Ben is what's the real reason we don't eat pork? And I'm gonna be honest with you, I really don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm only can tell you from my experience. And what you said is very what you said about the Muslim religion, that's where I really, you know, when I was like a teenager coming up and, you know what I'm saying, like
no,
high school I went to. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So once again, you know, I'm discussing, you know, what's the real reason we don't eat pork. So I'm telling you from my perspective. So to answer your question, I really don't know. But I can tell you this, like I second kind of what you said. I know in the Islamic religion, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely like out of the question. You know what I'm saying? They do not eat pork. And, you know, my people was from the South, you know what I'm saying? So my grandparents always, you know, cook with pork and stuff like that. You
exactly.
know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Huh? What's up?
Exactly. You're exactly right.
Yeah. So, you know, so from that perspective, I mean, and then, you know, I've always been picky, you know what I'm saying, as far as the food I eat, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I've always been very good at, like, just monitoring my own diet myself. It just came naturally. I eat from the four different food groups. I keep it balanced. I eat a lot of fruits, vegetables. I get my protein, drink water, you know what I'm saying? So I just really always kept a balanced diet. But long story short, you know, My grandparents, they used the OD because both of my grandparents on both sides come from Georgia. You know what I'm saying? So They was into, like, chitlins. And, I mean, especially, like, my grandmother on my mother's side, you know, chitlins and pig feet and all this other shit. And I was just like, hell no. Like, you know what I'm saying? As a little dude, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I can rock with some of this stuff. Like, you know, give me my bacon. You know, shout out to bacon. You know what I'm saying? I love, you know, bacon is good, man. Shout out to Pulp Fiction. That's my favorite movie. I just want to reference this point when John Travolta, you know, his character was Vincent Vega, was talking to Samuel L. Jackson. His character was Jules. And they're in the diner, and Samuel L. Jackson's character is like, I don't eat pork. And then, you know, John Travolta is like, but bacon tastes good. You know what I'm saying? And then Samuel L. says, and then he's like, well, why? You know, I mean, John Travolta's like, well, why you don't eat pork? And he's like, because it comes from a filthy animal. And then that's when he said, you know, but bacon tastes good. He's like, you know, and then John Travolta said, like, you know, dog can taste like fucking pumpkin pie or apple pie, but I don't know because I ain't going to eat this shit because I consider it a filthy animal. I say that to say this. Like you're saying, basically always just been like taboo to eat pork. But from what I gather, you know, because you know when it comes to you know eating certain animals, you know you want to make sure that if you're eating meat, because I'm a meat eater, I'm a savage, I'm a lion. I'm telling you this, I can never be a vegetarian. You want to make sure whatever that particular animal is eating, that they're eating, you know, healthy. You know what I'm saying? Because basically when you eat that animal, you're eating whatever they ate. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know. Through the years, I don't know, pork just always got a bad rap in this country.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
I'm going to double back around to it because I don't want to just take up – because I can talk about this all day because this fascinates me.
Listen, but this is my thing. I'm challenging all of these myths that we grew up on, right? So
yeah.
So when they say, okay – pigs are 50 animals. So what animal is not 50 on the farm? Tell me that.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, I don't know.
What animal,
you know what I'm saying?
So to tell you this, like my background, I come from Edenville, Florida. That's the first African-American town established by a freed slave. Okay? Right there, Edenville, in Florida. We had farms. To this day, my family still has a farm. What animal on this farm is not 50? What you have to do is find you a local farmer or find you a local meat market, which I have one, and they have a local farm that they get their meat from. You know what I'm saying? And they know. They like, I know, you know, I know how he feeds his animal. I know how he takes care of his animal. But you're not going to tell me that a pig is filthy and you eat beef or you eat chicken. So I stopped eating chicken a couple weeks ago. I think I said I was going on this mission to stop eating chicken. When you talk about this, right? Chickens will eat themselves. Chickens eat themselves. Chickens eat shit.
Well, that's what they say pigs can do. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really been on the farm.
Pigs
like
don't
that
eat
to really
themselves.
Analyze them.
Pigs are the type of animals that they can give slop to, what they call slop, which is like leftovers, and they go, like, pigs are like, they eat anything. They like the human Mikey. Give it to Mikey, he eat anything. It was a commercial on.
Yeah, so you got to make sure whatever that pig is eating, he'll eat anything, right? They ain't eating a bunch of bullshit because, you know, you'll get some of that, whatever they eat. You know?
And so when you look at that and you tell me that you eat sausage, you tell me that you eat beef, you tell me that you eat chicken, you tell me that you eat salmon. Bro, salmon is fucked up. Will you tell me you eat fish? How you telling me that you eat fish and they come out of the water and most of this water in the United States is dirty as hell? Then you say, well, my fish come. You tell me my salmon come from Alaska. Okay, it come from Alaska. Then where it go to? How it get there? You know what I'm saying? So the myth of the pig being a 50 animal, yeah, it's salty. Don't add no more salt. You shouldn't eat a lot of salt. But guess what? We grew up on pork. Yeah, I heard the milk, but guess what? We ate our bacon, and we damn sure ate our pork chops. We ate our pig feet. We ate our pig ears. We did not do chitlins. You know what I'm saying? My granddaddy was not me. We did not eat chitlins, but we did eat the pig ears. We eat the pig feet. We ate, you know, pork chops, and we ate bacon, right?
Yeah.
And we season our greens with, you know, pig butt,
like the
right?
Bacon? Oh, okay.
Okay. With yeah, that's what it is. With pig butt. So so this is what we had growing
on,
up.
And it, you gotta, you say pig butt, you gotta emphasize what part, like the what part pig butt, what that mean?
The ham hock.
The ham. Okay. Oh, I don't even know. I can't. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'll be going on like the turn. So
we as a people, and none of us, like the people that we hear it come that we hear this come from. You know, like most of these people, when I go back to think about the people that was like, no, you don't eat pork and pork this and pork that, you know what I'm saying? They came up with this stigma from somebody else that they felt was wise. You know what I'm saying? Or they done went to jail themselves and like, oh, okay, yeah, we don't eat pork, but yeah, you eat booty. You know what I'm saying? You eat coochie and they bleed every single butt. You know, you don't even know who she done ran up in and what they thing looked like, but you still gonna eat a coochie. You feel me? So all of these things that we put in our mouth, we want to sit down and we want to degrade the pig so bad.
But you know what it is, too? It's regional, too. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're a hunter or whatever, and you don't – see, like right now we're in a supposedly era or, you know, a time where, like, you know, we have the and it's a gift and a curse, you know what I'm saying, where you have the grocery store that you can just go to and – buy produce, and it's all been, you know, certified or whatever the case may be. Who knows what it really is? You know what I'm saying? But that's just, you know, how we have this. You know, we don't have to hunt can if you choose to, if you're into that lifestyle. But what I'm saying, most people don't. So you know what I'm saying? So you have the luxury to be like a picky eater. No, I don't eat that. I won't eat this. You know what I'm saying? But if you're in a place where you got to get it how you live, you know what I'm saying? Where you got to really get on some tribal shit and hunt your own food. Believe me, you ain't gonna pass up a freaking pig if you see one. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know, I always took it to that level too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah. So, I'm gonna be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went through my phase when, you know, I was studying Islam in high school, and so I stopped eating pork for a minute because that was just one of the rules of the religion, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I'm just not religious to this day anymore, you know what I'm saying, because of that. So many just rules and regulations. But anyway,
right.
You know what I'm saying? But anyway, but I'm going to tell you just the because I don't OD on pork, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it is some things that I do like, you know what I'm saying? So pepperoni on my pizza, like I never was able to really shake that, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, you know, when I went through the a year or two
how
years when
eat
I wasn't
pizza without pepperoni.
I'm a teenager, man. How you gonna be a teenager and take off the pepperoni from the pizza? I'm a teenager, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, so that was always like, damn, you know what I'm saying? What's wrong with a pepperoni? You know what I'm saying? Especially with a saw, looking all good on a pizza. And then, you know, during the holidays, I always like the honey baked ham. You know what I'm saying? That's the only time I'll eat honey baked ham. I don't eat it no time during the year. But during the holiday season, oh, hell yeah, with the pineapples. You know what I mean? Cut me some slices off that honey baked ham, and I'm all day. You know what I'm saying? And then how you can, you know, put a little brown sugar in it to give it that sweetness. Oh, man. And then, you know, like I said, bacon. You know what I'm saying? I try not to OD on bacon because bacon can be very greasy and stuff like that. But, oh, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Like I said, I'm just a meat eater. So, like, you know, I need my protein. You know what I'm saying? But bacon does, I mean, pork just does get a bad rap. But like I said, I think a lot of times because it's OD. You know what I'm saying? Like, I used to like pork chops when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like, if a person could make it a certain way, like the fried pork chops or a certain way. But as I got older, I can't do the pork chops no more. That's, like, too much for me. You know what I'm saying? But when I was younger, I used to like it. But then as I got older, I remember one time and I got really sick and I was just like, you know what? Yeah, I'm done on that. But the other, you know, things that I did say, like pepperoni, honey baked ham during the holidays, bacon every so often, like I'll rock it. And then what else was that? And then there used to be another thing called sauce meat. We used to call it sauce meat in Cleveland. But basically
South
meat, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you feel me? So when I was a younger, you know, when I was a little dude, I used to like that. I'd go to the corner store, get some crackers, get some souse meat, you know what I'm saying?
Ew.
Cut it up and everything, you know what I'm saying? I would tear that up, and then I found out what it was, you know, because they were seasoning it real good, but it's like a gelatin. It was like all the leftover pork shit, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say shit, because I don't want to get this for anybody listening, but all the pork leftover meat things. They would put it in a grinder and then put it in the gelatin and then season it. And that's what it was called, you know, souse meat. But as I got older, I was like, yeah, I'm good on that. And
no.
Pork rinds, I never got into pork rinds like that. You know what I'm saying? I know my pops used to eat that pork rinds as like a snack, like potato chips and shit like that. I'm like, yo, man, I'll just eat me some potato chips. I ain't fucking with the pork rinds. So, you know, I just think certain pork things, they just OD. Maybe that's why, you know, it gets a bad rap. You know what I'm saying?
Man, pork rinds are good, man. With some hot sauce, right? Man. Oh, man.
Don't let me shame anybody.
With some ketchup?
Like,
oh, man.
With some ketchup?
Yeah, man. I'm pork rinds.
Oh, that dirty sauce is coming out. Whoa,
yeah,
that,
man. Oh, man. Listen, let me tell you something.
Pork rinds with
but the whole,
ketchup.
The whole thing is this, right? I mean, when we talking about enlightenment and aligning with our higher self, okay, if that's what the Muslims believe in and that's their thing, that's them. I'm not Muslim. I'm not trying to be a Muslim, nor do I care about their practices because that's not my path that I follow. So why are you telling me not to eat pork when that's a Muslim thing? That's an Islamic thing. Now, there are some deities that, you know, in Ifa, it like Obatala. If you deal with Obatala, then you don't touch pork. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know, hand in hand and how they have that. But, you know, I just feel like we listen to people without doing our own research. And that's not how we supposed to go. If somebody tell us something, we supposed to go and research and figure out why this is being said to us. Why are we in this energy? Why are we aligning with this? Why does it make sense? If you want to not eat pork, then you don't eat pork. But when I sit and listen to people, that's like somebody saying, oh, I don't eat none of that, but I just eat fish. But they got documentaries telling you how fucked up fish is now and how salmon used to be the safest fish to eat, and now it's not because of all of the poison and pollution in the ocean. Even in Alaska, especially how it doesn't make sense. Like, it makes you sicker to eat salmon now. So, you know, it's like telling me I won't have sex until I'm married. And then you go marry somebody that you feel like that's your person. And then you end up divorcing them because obviously it's not your person. Or this person is like somebody that you completely didn't know. Maybe you should have had sex and made sure that was what you wanted first, you know, the sex is trash or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, like, a lot of these principles that these people are having, like, it don't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? And so this is an episode of Make It Make Sense, all right? Like, make this
nah,
shit
it's
that
all,
you said make sense.
It's all about where you come from, you know what I'm saying? Because in certain areas, you know what I'm saying, like, where things that we eat here, they would frown upon it in a different country and vice
exactly
versa.
So, in my culture I was raised on my dad's side, I was raised in an African culture and didn't know it, right? I just knew that things were completely different than the rest of the world, but my mom knew it, you know what I'm saying? But she didn't shield us from it, you know what I'm saying? She, you know, she like, hey, I mean, I had a baby, I was married to your daddy twice, so this is what we have. I was raised in African culture, and in our culture, we as women, we were brought up to learn how to be the divine feminine. We were brought up learning how to cook. We learned how to clean. We learned how to cater to our man. We learned what a real man should look like, and we also we were able to, like, date older. So most of the women in our family, we had an older man. Our man was older. And that's something now they'd be like, that's pedophilia, da da da. But that's what was happening back when I was growing up. You know what I'm saying? But today's society wouldn't still have, you had morals to where you could not sleep with this young woman. If you went and got permission from her family to take her, you would take care of her. This is your duty for the rest of your life. You know what I'm saying? And you cannot sleep with her till she get 18. Like, things like that, people wouldn't know anything about it because it's like America frowns upon anything, right? America frowns upon you being taken care of and you being kept, but then they let men marry men and women marry women and you change your sex and all that. Like, America is so fucked up, and yet nobody sits down. Everybody's like, that's messed up, but nobody's doing the research. Nobody's figuring out, like, okay, how do we make this happen? polygamy is just starting to be big, and it's only starting to be big because now people are seeing, like, hey, well, if they let men marry men and women marry women, why we can't have multiple partners? You have some very successful relationships within poly, right? I'm going to say poly because of so many different forms, when people know how to let go of the jealousness and make shit happen. You got people that rather be in a relationship with somebody and struggle to the core just to say that that's their person and still getting cheated on than to sit down and put that jealous heart aside and realize, okay, I can't do this on my own. Because a lot of times people take that shit to heart and like, okay, I'm good enough. I'm good enough. Well, I'm not saying that somebody's not good enough, but what I am saying that maybe just at that time, you know, it's more that's needed that you cannot provide, right? And people got to come to grips with that. So it's a make it make sense episode, right? And so I was like, I'm going to catch them off guard with this one because it doesn't make sense to me. Everybody that I heard say that, they either went to jail for a long time or there's somebody that just had so much knowledge. I'm seeing, and you know, somebody that had so much more supposedly knowledge than we had, you know, growing up, and it was absolutely crazy.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think like you said earlier too, you know, everybody, once you learn your body, you know, everybody's different. So, you know, what works for you may not work for me and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So it's like trial and error, you know, when it comes to eating. You know what I'm saying? So as you grow, you know what I'm saying, you know the things that give you proper energy and, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that. You know, the things that, like, damn, when I ate that, I didn't feel good. You know what I'm saying? So I've always been a compulsive.
I feel like it's all, you eat whatever you want to eat. It's all about, like, not ODing on it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
my eating habits have been chicken and turkey for years. And so I realized that I stopped, like, cooking because I'm, like, cooking some of the same stuff or finding things, and I'm just kind of, like, over it for real. Like, oh, my God. And then, you know, they'll be like, well, you know, now you got them saying, well, be mindful of the beef. The beef causes cancer. And I'm like, man, listen, all of this shit going to cause something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't eat, you know, in general. Because no matter what it is, it's going to cause something. You got people over in Africa that eat completely different animals than we eat, and they still get sick. You got people over there that get sick for different reasons in the other parts of the world. You know what I'm saying? Like, cancer is the one thing that plagues us here. So you can only do what you got to do. There's a lot of people that's living to old age, and they eat whatever the hell they want to eat. You understand me? That's what I do want to tell you. A lot of this hypocrisy that we done got caught up in, don't do this and don't do that. Like, y'all crazy as hell.
I mean, I think it's
bacon. I had bacon yesterday morning. I had bacon yesterday morning for the first time in God knows how long.
Yeah. Oh, you're like, oh, man, it's good. Like, why?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I had made some waffles, eggs, and bacon, and I, like, kind of made it, like, into a sandwich. And so, you know, it's me, my boys, and then my son's best friend. He's, like, always here. So I made the sandwiches. And so I had threw me, like, two extra pieces of bacon on mine. And my son looked at me talking about, man, how you get all this extra bacon? And I said, it was only two. He's talking about, golly, ain't you supposed to be watching your weight? I said, listen, you better eat the pieces that you got on your plate instead of mine and my extra two pieces, right? I was like, oh, this bacon fit to be so good. It was good. Okay, it was good. But, you know, it's like, the each his own. Just do it in moderation. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, everything in moderation.
You do it in moderation.
In moderation, including moderation. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, like, expand. I had some pho, right, what they call it. Different type of, you know, you got different, you know, Vietnamese and so on and so forth. They all have pho. And I found this place that had pho. Absolutely good. And it actually lasts me.
Hold on,
you know,
tell me what that is. What is that?
Pho. F-H-O. I think that you would love it. So they got different kinds. You can do shrimp. You can do beef. You can, you know, add whatever type of meat. But it's noodles. It's the, it's a lot that come in it.
Okay.
It's a new, but it comes in this sauce, like this pho soup, It's like a soup, basically. And it comes, like, the meat is in the soup, and then everything else is on the side, and then you pour it in a bowl and then put everything together, and it is so freaking delicious. And so I was like, okay, that's something else that I'm adding to, you know what I'm saying, my meal plan, adding some pho. You know, pho was, like, rocking with me. You know, my body was like, thank you. Of course, you know, my throat was hurting, so, you know, it was good. It was warm on my thing, and the meat in it was very good, and I had just ordered pho, and it was like $16, but it was like a really huge big bowl of it, right? Like, if you and your wife wanted to order a thing of pho, you can order like one. I know it's in New York, but and, you know, it's very popular. But I had some pho, and I was like, oh, okay, I like that. I'm trying different stuff. I'm not limiting myself to, oh, okay, now I can't eat seafood, right? Not that I don't want to eat seafood. I can't eat seafood. Because if I could, baby, all I would eat is shrimp and crayon.
Oh, right? So you're allergic to it, right? To shellfish?
I have a severe allergen to iodine, any of that. We're not supposed to put that in our body. So my body reacts to it how it's supposed to react to it, honestly. So, again, and that's another indication, like, my body will do what it needs to do. Why am I sitting here putting all this shit in my body for no reason? But when my stomach, you know, started bothering me, you know, for absolutely reason at all, and my stomach hasn't bothered me, I said, it's these damn herbs.
While we're on this subject, you know what always was fascinating to me? Was, like, how people are allergic to certain things. Like, why is that? Like, how does that happen? Like, what happened in the DNA that made you, you know what I'm saying? Like, how you just said that. Like, and how certain people can eat it and it's all good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is,
man,
you know, some
I
people
love,
can't eat peanuts. They eat peanuts, they hold throat up, a swell up. You know what I'm saying? And certain
that's
people can't
I am
eat shellfish. Yeah, you know, my cousin.
And some types of fish. So, that's what I'm saying. So, how can we say that this medicine is going to fit for everybody? How can we say that this herb is going to fit for everybody? Because people have different DNA. Like, it's just like that.
Yeah.
And
like, I got a cousin.
You have to be mindful of that shit.
My cousin was just up here, you know, last weekend, you know, telling you how we kicked it in the Bronx when we was kids, man. He can't eat strawberries. Like, he ate a strawberry, like, oh, man, it's like, nah, that's like, man. Like,
you
know
what,
like,
on my father's side, just with the immediate family that I know, nobody has ever had cancer. On my mother's side, just about all of them had some type of bout with cancer. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So I say, God, give me my father's side when it comes to the health. let it be on their side. They African, right? They never had no cancer. And they ate pork, they ate beef, they ate whatever, you name it. You understand me? Nobody ever had cancer, no history of none of that shit, okay? So when it comes down to, we are made different, but I'm realizing, like, okay, these herbs, and I'm taking, like, getting me sick. And the whole time, I'm not paying attention to the fact that it's the fucking herbs that's making me sick.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
I mean, you got to find the right herbs that's good. You know, the herbs you have been taken, they seem like they don't.
Well, my body
don't.
Said, we don't need none of that shit. Let me do what I do on my own. Because when I get sick, I didn't, like, when I got the girl from my story, I didn't take no pain. I didn't take no cold medicine or nothing like that. I sat down and I drank tea. I drank lemon and ginger tea, and I drank elderberry tea, right? That's what I drank. And then when I finally got to the store, I got some elderberries, right? I got the gummies because, you know, it was my throat. So, I got elderberry gummies. That's all I took. My body, boop, snapped right back. You know what I'm saying? So if your body is doing what it's already supposed to be doing, you know what I'm saying, why you got to go over and beyond? We just feel like the first thing, boom, let's go get medicine. Boom, let's go get this. Boom, let's go get that. When I had to realize that. But the thing is that I'm on week two, no chicken, which is absolutely crazy to me. And it was only one person ever that I encountered that kind of told me this, and this was my yaye under the Elin that I was just under. She was the only person that said, you know what, you may have to stop eating chicken. And I was like, what? Yeah, you tripping.
Oh,
chicken. She said, I'm going to do you one and not pull on that energy until it's time for me to pull on that energy. I'm going to do you that one. But she said it, and it's like my brain is more clearer. I'm getting more worked up. I'm working. I'm moving so hard. Like, when I get ready to lay down, it's like, damn, I can't even go to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Because I done did everything that I'm supposed to do. Just no chicken. And here we are 2 weeks. So I don't know what the remaining outcome of this is going to be and how it's going to go. But I just stopped eating chicken. Like, I never stopped eating chicken. Even when I was doing the vegan thing, I still ate chicken once a week. Like, I felt like that was something that I had to have in my body. Right? Because chicken ain't never hurt nobody. You know what I'm saying? What in the world did Wingstop do to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, but no, it's not. It's like my brain is like, okay, get to this money, make this thing happen, do this, do that. I felt a little mental confusion when I first started, right? You know what I'm saying? And this is like me pulling this out of your body. Keep in mind, you're pulling something out of your body that you put in your body your entire life. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, me pulling this out, I felt a little mental confusion at the beginning, and then my mental just got completely clear. So who knows, right? Because we're only, 2 weeks? Let me see. We're only going in 2 weeks into this situation, and anybody that know me knows, you want to make me happy, bring me some chicken. Like, that was my, that was in my head. Like, you want me to be happy, bring me some chicken. That's all you got to do. And so, I don't know. I can't even tell. Dang, when did I stop eating chicken? Hold on. You know what? It may be on my, my business phone. I remember I put it on the calendar because I was like, I need to mark this date, honey.
Stop eating chicken. Wow. That's a big thing, huh? No more chicken.
Like, I mean, for real, I don't, I thought I put it on here, but obviously I didn't. But it was something, when the hell did I, dang, bro. I don't know. I thought I put it on. I'm going to make sure that I find it and put it on there because I posted about it, and I posted about, like, okay, you know, this is me on this journey to, like, completely give up chicken and no longer, you know, look back at it. And I thought that.
I've never heard of
it. Because, you know what? The things that they're giving the chicken is causing inflammation, and especially in melanated women. So you're getting inflammation, you are getting all of these things that they've given to the chicken to blow the chicken up is bothering you. So felt like, let me try this, and I'm not mad at it. You know why I'm not mad at it? Because I'm eating other stuff now. I haven't been eating other stuff. I've only been eating chicken and turkey for years and years and years. And so me eating other stuff is important to this process that I'm doing. It was 12 days ago. It was exactly 12 days ago that I did it. Yeah. So today makes 12 days.
So you plan on never eating chicken again, or are you just taking a break?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, you're not putting no extra pressure on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Just for now, you're taking a break. You know, let me just ease up off the chicken and see how my body reacts to this. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a smart way to do it. So, you know, so what's tonight's topic? You know what I'm saying? It was just a nice, just like, you know, why? You know what I'm saying? Type of topic. So once again, tonight's topic
make
was what's the reason?
Make
it make sense. That's what you said. Yeah. So make it make sense. You know, what's the reason we don't eat pork? What's the real reason? And I still don't think, after all this conversation, I don't think we really came up with an answer. I don't think there is no answer. It's very just like opinionated. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, it's no factor or nothing like that. It's just a matter of opinion or preference. So. Yeah, man. So with that being the case, you know, let's get into the world famous chop up. So for anybody that's, you know, new to the show, that's listening to the show for the first time, You know, this is my favorite part of the show. This is the part of the show where I get a chance to talk my ish on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week. And generally, like I always, you know, at the beginning, I always say, you know, Black, was there anything you was tripping on, you know, throughout this past week? So I always want to say that to Black, and if it is Black, let me know. But before you do what you do, because I know you like to do your whatever you be doing in the last half an hour of the show, I just want to ask you a couple, you know, especially since Smooth isn't on the line, I want to get your opinion on a couple of things that's rumored to be happening that could be coming down the pipe. You kind of touched base on one of them earlier, and I kind of want to just re-bring it to the table and get your opinion on it. So let me ask you this, Black. All right, so let me ask you this. So, yeah, you alluded to this earlier, because I got three kind of like political things that I want to ask you about and get you, because you always got some interesting, you know, takes on it. So, you know, you come with it. So let's reiterate on this Biden topic, Biden to possibly ban TikTok. You know what I'm saying? Because, once again, I haven't did any research on this stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's just things I kind of came across in a feed, and I was like, oh, let me write this down. If it actually happens, then I'll kind of do a deep dive and do a little bit more research. But I kind of just want to throw that out there to the people, you know, to Black. So what do you think this really is? I know you said it earlier, but if you can elaborate on it. So, because I was under the impression that, you know, the whole conflict with China, you know, we got the China balloons and all this other stuff. I don't know, it could be something bubbling, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, TikTok is a Chinese company, you know what I'm saying? So they got a lot of intel, a lot of different Americans with TikTok. So
here's the thing. China is not going after Americans. China's going after the government, okay? We ain't did shit to China. We support China, okay? We they make a lot of money when it comes to us. It's the government, and they know that they retarded. You know what I'm saying? This has been going on before all of this happened, though. They have been talking about banning TikTok, right? So what we have to realize is that a lot of people don't get the gist of it. Who supported slavery? The Democrats or the Republicans? It was the Democrats. Who abolished slavery? It's the Republicans. You know what I'm saying? Who is going to overtax us, right? Who feels as though we forget us? It is what it is. Who does the KKK support? It's the Democrats, right? So all of these weird things when we look and think that the Democrats are for us because we're not doing our homework. We just grew up and seen somebody going to vote Democrat. It's because a lot of them, when we look at our grandmothers and our great-grandmothers, they had to vote the way that when they got their voting rights, they still had to vote based upon the people that they worked for and so on and so forth. And they just kept that routine. We never asked them, why do we vote for Democrat? Democrats have never been for us. They've never been for us at all. So now you have this Democrat in office, right? This has been going on. He said something about this last year, I want to say, banning TikTok. This was before the spy balloons and all of that stuff. This has something to do with the fact that TikTok is for free speech. Let them talk about it. A lot of people are awakening. There's a lot of TikTok spiritualists. There's a lot of people that's, you know, tuning in, banning and minimizing certain posts that people are able to see when it comes to spirituality, right? But Facebook and TikTok is going to do that because those are American-based companies. They with the shit. They finna give the police your information. They finna do all that. They 100% cooperated with the popo, ho. TikTok is not. So in return, we need to get you out of here because you are waking up our people faster than we want them to. We just did the coronavirus so that we can give them this vaccine to control that M2 gene in their head so that they can stay up under our beck and call, and yet y'all around here letting people wake each other up. You know what I'm saying? When you look at the basis of this, right, when you break this thing down, when you break this whole situation down, right, and what the word God is, right, the word God, right, the government has deemed themselves automatically by default to be a god, okay? It's so crazy that when you look up the God, when you look up what is a God, right, it has something about government in that description.
Really? Oh.
And we don't go against, you know, we don't go and question these things. We are so accustomed to this is what they teach us. This is what the school is supposed to do. Okay? This is what the school is supposed to do. Make us focus on that, right? In the Moorish term, the definition of God is government and department that defend it. The whites made themselves God. In the Moorish terms, the government and department that defend it. So the government, this is why you get these clear people and shit sitting up on this thing. And you got black judges, but the black judges will never have as much power as the white judges because you just cooled your way into this. You've taken tests to say that you about to hang your own people in order to be a part of this judicial system, the circuit court. Circuit, short for circus. Circus from the circuit, you know what I'm saying? So to them, they made themselves God, right? And they put this ideology out there that whatever it is that they say is what it's supposed to be. Whatever it is that they say, you're supposed to follow it. This is why school systems were put in place, because they want to get you accustomed to, for 12 years of your life, for 40 hours a week as a job, to one, get accustomed to a routine of doing what they say do, and two, being accustomed to listening to the information that they give you and not going to do your own research in access. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it has nothing to do with what China had. Look, China, we don't have no beef with you. The black folks don't have no beef with China. We get your nails. We get your shrimp fried rice. We get your weed. All of that. You know what I'm saying? We ain't the ones that got no beef with you. Go to Washington. Go to Biden House. Y'all can find out the address. Go to Kamara, whoever the fuck that she is, go visit them. We ain't got no beef with China. So, you know, America is really shaking up something because now they're trying to go after and arrest Putin. They're trying to arrest Trump.
Wait, hold on.
You know, you're trying to ban TikTok, right?
Let me set it up. Let me set it up because that was going to be my next one, because I knew you was going to kind of be on this. So the next question I have for you, Black, is, so, you know, apparently the ICC, which stands for International Criminal Court, has put a warrant out for Vladimir Putin, who's the, you know, president of the Soviet Union, whatever they call it over there. I mean, whatever they call the presidency or whatever. He's the highest in office. You know, he's the leader, basically. So, you know, so I was under the impression that this happened. You know, once again, I haven't done my research on this, so these things that came across my feed, I was like, let me write this down, and it actually happened.
I know. So they put out the warrant saying that he is taking children. Like, basically, they put out a warrant for war crimes, right? So here's the hypocrisy of it all, right? So you want us to give a fuck about him invading Ukraine when it's a law that says he can invade Ukraine if he has reasonable doubt. And then he has rules that he has to follow when going in to invade Ukraine and murder them. What kind of dumb shit is this? Are we sitting down really paying attention to what these white folks doing, right? So they're saying that he is taking children from Ukraine and taking them to Russia, right? This is what they're saying that he's doing, right? So what I then in return say, so if Ukraine is a mess and they have fucked over Ukraine, do you want him to leave the children in Ukraine to die and starve? I mean, it's not saying that he is slaving these children or none of that. They're saying that he's taking the children from Ukraine and that's a crime. But yet, America took the children from the parents from Mexico and put them somewhere and didn't know where they was. So what makes Putin different than America? I'm just trying to say, so what you know, at this point, Putin still hasn't done any wrong in my eyes. Okay, I don't get it. You know, and it is what it is. So what's the difference? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they just trying to send billions of dollars over here. The government is more than likely about to shut down. They are expecting some type of war to start within a week. right? Like, it's so much. So do you think they're going to arrest Putin? No, they're not. Good luck. They're going to have to catch him, and they're not going to catch him. This is how the real world, this is how real gangsters work. Putin is extremely protected. And then to come on his territory, good luck with that. You know what I'm saying? Putin is going to call shots from behind closed doors, and you're not going to come to his territory. He's going to wipe out anybody that comes to his territory. And anything that the United States is getting into, like, again, they did all of these service warnings in New York, right? Because, again, Russia is – and Russia's all the way over there by Alaska, right? But that's what they know the capability of Putin. They're basically saying that Putin can shoot something from all the way over by Alaska and it hit New York, right? They know his capabilities. They know what he's capable of. It's coming. So for my people in these places like New York, Pennsylvania, Montana, California, Alaska, like stuff like that, you got to be mindful, okay? Be extremely mindful right now because it's going down. And, again, I keep telling y'all, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. You know what I'm saying? Now, Mo, of course, you know shit get real. If you can't make it to Ohio, come on down to the A. But it's about to go down. Like, it's a lot. Like, you're intentionally poking them for fun. So whenever the Republicans go to war, they're going to war for something. They're going to war to get a bag. These motherfuckers is just poking at people for no reason. And you're poking at a lot of people. And it's going to take – and then they're trying to arrest Trump. So they know he's going to be the next president. So they're trying to –
Hold on. So, all right, that's it. So now the third and final one that I was going to ask you about is Trump. So, you know, rumor has it or whatever, Trump posted, you know, something, I guess, because Trump has his own social network. You know what I'm saying? I wonder if he's going to come back to Twitter once, you know, everything starts to heat up politically. But anyway, in front of this, just saying that, you know, it's possible that on Tuesday he could be arrested. So I already told people, you know what I'm saying, during the world famous chop up, we're getting into the season, a political season. It is about to get real. We're in 2023, 2024. We will have a new election on hand, which is going to crown a president again, or somebody, you know, will be a new president.
Man,
so I have to say this. You know, it's about to get real. You know, of course, you know, Trump is my guy. You know what I'm saying? But what do you think about this whole situation?
So, again, going back to tie this in, the Democrats are shit out of luck. But the Democrats are very fucked up people, right? So they're doing everything. Like, the sad part is that we know that they got to get this fool out of office, but they're going to cheat their way to keep him in office. And that's going to be the most upsetting part. I feel like this should be a turn of events for the American people. I feel like this should be something that the American people need to realize, because it's like whatever they're doing, they don't care. Like, they finna sink this bitch, okay? Glad to have passports for me and my children. I'm still readily setting up things outside of America, you know what I'm saying, as we speak. It's about to go down in the worst way. And so with that being said, they're about to tank some shit. They know that America has turned on them. They know that all of they shit that they did to get in the office is being exposed. So they are trying to charge Trump with something, right, so that he cannot run for presidency again. Like, they're trying to give him something. Now, here's the thing for the newbies, right? Here's the thing for the newbies. Trump can go to jail and still run for the president. They're trying to tarnish his image. But when you go back and look at the presidency, right, Barack Obama, they did a damn good job at keeping Barack Obama clean. That's how you know he's a major coon, right? Most of every other president got some type of indictment, got some type of criminal case or something like that. Trump is not literally going to sit in a jail cell, but he's going to have this charge. He's going to have this on his record. Like, this is the game that the white people play. So for my young people that don't know, every single president, you know what I'm saying, go through something like this or another. I'm waiting to see what they're going to do with this sleepy motherfucking office. So all of these things are being tied in. If Trump gets back in office, if we can put Trump back in office, Trump will be able to smooth over all of the bullshit that they did, right?
I think so.
But at the same time, they're not trying to smooth things over. They're trying to I don't know, these Democrats have lost their fucking mind, right? It's been a long time since we had a fucked up Democrat. And really, it used to be like, we used to grow up and be like, what the hell is they doing? What is the Republicans doing? But then all along, it's the Democrats, right? It, look at Bill Clinton. You know what I'm saying? All along, it's this shit. Yeah, you know, with these dumb motherfuckers. And then, you know, they impeached Bill Clinton. He slept with Monica Lewinsky. Well, figured it with a cigar, got some head, you know, in the White House, okay? In the fucking White House, right? And yeah, he got impeached, but he was still president. You know what I'm saying? So I think, like, it's all, you know, the political side of it, and it's like, okay, you're trying to tarnish my name, you're trying to tarnish my character, you're trying to do all this. And they can't get Trump or anything, so now they're going back to him paying the porn star that he slept with hush money, you know? This is what they're going back to. And then she, you know, who's messing it up for the game, like, why are you even talking, ho? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the bullshit about it. And she's trying to get 15 minutes of fame any chance she get. I don't know why the fuck she's still breathing, but it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
We're not
I'm sick of this hole, okay?
We're not saying none of that.
Shut up, okay? Shut your mouth. Sit your ass in the corner and do what you got to do. I'm sick of her and her bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, anywho, but for the people that don't know, Trump can still be president. They're trying to do everything to tarnish his character. They've done everything that they can to tarnish Trump's character, but the Americans want Trump back. We realize that. We're going to take his goofiness over, you know what I'm saying, what the hell we got in office now. So it's going to be a very tight race. The Democrats are going to cheat their heart out. If you are listening around the world, America is not voting for this fool that's in office, Biden. America does not want Biden. America does not want problems with anybody else around the world. So you go to the people that want them problems. If you want to bring them problems, Putin, to the Chinese, to Kung Jong, whoever this is, Japan, Korea, y'all take them problems right there to the White House. You understand me? They welcoming them, right? The American people ain't got no beef with y'all. We ain't doing none of that. We not even supporting them. You understand what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. But, you know, Uncle Trump, he going to be all right. Man, the world is supporting Trump. The world is standing behind Trump. More and more people are like, yeah, like, this is what you do. Like, this is, like, one of the lowest things that you could do for a clear man, right? You can put a charge on a clear man, but this is the games that they play. Like, they play these games. You know what I'm saying? The presidents and the politicians got more charges than regular people. So when you went and talk about felons and criminals and things like that, shit, that's what's running the country. You ain't got regular people running this country that got a clean record. That's why they went and they like, you can't, I'm trying to figure out, they said you can't drug test or something like that coming down. But why are you looking at a person's criminal record to have a job when all these people in Congress and shit got criminal records and they running the country? Like, make it make sense. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. He's going to be all right. He's going to be all right.
So that's what I'm talking about. So this is the world famous chop up. So I thank you, Black. You know what I'm saying? I know you was ready to turn all the way up. So, you know, I know those are three topics you was gonna be very passionate about. Like I said, I'm waiting for
Trump.
No, I see.
I don't play by my Uncle Trump. And I don't like the Democrats. No. Yeah, man, these people crazy, man. You got to sit back and look at this shit and just be like, wow, this really happened. Listen, I just need to get me some pina colada, right? I'm single. I'm single. I'm over here. I'm struggling. You know?
You turned up. So yeah,
like I'm struggling. Like you know, like, hey, it's all good.
Those are three topics that I'm definitely watching. So, you know, as these things shake out, you know, and I do more research, you know, I'll give my opinions on it. But yeah, I just wanted to bring those to the table of the world famous chop, because those are things that are kind of bubbling beneath the surface right now. Rumors that you know, things that could be coming down the pipe. So that's that. That's our political side of things. So on a lighter note, let me see here. What I'm going to talk about now. So there's a couple things. What do I want to go with this? So first off, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna shout out a new sports show that I'm kind of digging a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I'm a sports guy. I always talk about sports on the world famous Chop Up, and then of course you know what I'm saying, the spinoff show, Reasonable Doubt. You know, that's every Twitter Tuesday, 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. with my co-host Kev Hurt. You know what I'm saying? We always, you know, serve up three topics or whatever. And usually it's always, you know, always one sports topic. So I'm going to touch base on this a little bit more in depth this coming Tuesday. So if you want to check out that conversation, that's through the Mo Binns Twitter feed. The handle is MOBINNS. But I want to give a shout out, man, to one of my, you know, one of my favorite, you know, rap dudes, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to Cam. You know what I'm saying? Cameron, a.k.a., you know, leader of Dipset. But Cam's got a new show that he's doing himself. It's on YouTube. But I like how he's doing it, you know what I'm saying? But it's called It Is What It Is. And the thing I like about it, you know what I'm saying, it's been like three episodes, and I caught him on YouTube. But it's kind of like a first take, undisputed type of situation. He's got his own set and everything, and he's got his moderator. And you know, the first couple episodes he had Mace on there. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was kind of cool because, you know, they've had that conflict through the years. So like I said, I'm going to dive into that a little bit on this week's episode of Reasonable Doubt. But I just wanted to give a shout out to that. Also, you know, speaking of YouTube seems to be the place. You know what I'm saying? It's not really my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? But I'm coming around to it. You know, I think YouTube is good for, like, searching certain things or certain things that should just, you know, like, kind of like our show in a way. You know what I'm saying? Even though I like the format, the way we do our shows, you know what I'm saying? I like how you can listen to us, you know what I'm saying? I don't really want to necessarily be seen. That's just not my cup of tea, you know what I'm saying? But I want you to hear my voice, you know what I'm saying? Because I have certain things that I just want to say, but I don't really want, you know, I like to be on the low. I don't like to be seen, but I like to be heard, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I say that to say this, but with YouTube, for the people who do like to be seen, you know, I'm noticing that it is definitely like a wave, you know what I'm saying? I just spoke about Cam's new joint that I like. That's like a perfect YouTube type of show, and he can just do everything his own way, not be censored, you know, because he's not with some particular network where he's got to do this. You know, he can promote his own product. So I'm like, from the business side of things, I'm like, yo, that works. So another person that I'm seeing kind of doing their thing and getting their weight up as far as, you know, like a podcast type situation, big shout out to Naomi Banks. You know what I'm saying? Naomi Banks, if she's not a Hall of Famer, soon to be a Hall of Fame. Yeah, I think she is Hall of Fame, you know, adult starlet. So anyway, she has a YouTube series now that she's launching. It's called Ask Naomi, and it's a YouTube page. But I got a chance to see it, you know what I'm saying, or listen to it, you know what I'm saying. But she had Jada Fire on, and it was just interesting, man. Like, I'm always, you know, this is what we want to do. This is what we do here as well, you know what I'm saying. You know, we've been kind of busy with a lot of different things that we're doing on and off air, you know what I'm saying, offline. So, you know, of course, we like to bring you adult content. We've had different interviews through the years, and I definitely want to get back into that as well. But I'm always going to just keep my ear to the streets and just see, you know, the people who are, you know, still giving these adult starlets like a place for them to tell their stories. And right now I'm seeing Naomi Banks step up to the table. So anyway, if you haven't got a chance to check it out, you know, Jada Fire was on there. Just good interview, man. I like to just see these starlet stories, man. I just think it's so fascinating, especially when they transition out of it, you know. Of course, you know, OnlyFans is always going to be a hustle that people can just do at their house, you know what I'm saying? So if you had a name as big as, you know, Jada Fire or Naomi Banks, of course you're going to have that just in your back pocket just as a nice little business stash. You can just, you know, cut the cameras on whenever you want to and get paid for. So, you know, I just thought it was an interesting interview. And, you know, we got about 7 minutes in the show. But be on the lookout, you know, so especially right now I'm in the zone. So pretty, I want to say pretty soon because it's probably I'm probably about a month away, but, you know, I would say definitely by May 1st or definitely in May, I'll definitely have my new top 10 list of adult starlets. And I just really want to go all in, you know. I want it to be just nice, raw, uncut, you know what I'm saying, just info, you know, really spark some followers. And so it's always a good way to just re-energize and re-up the Real Adult page, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely looking to, you know, revamp that and rev it up in May with just some raw, new content of, you know, the females is really doing their thing. So just be on the lookout for that, you know what I'm saying, because I am being inspired, because at the end of the day, it's art, you know what I'm saying? And I love to see art just showcased in a sexy, classy way, but still raw, you know what I'm saying? Still giving you the essence, man. So, of course, always follow that Twitter page, man. Real Adult Talk, you know what I'm saying? But you're going to get the raw and sexiness, but then you're going to get some, you know, because like I said, you know, we are a spiritual show as well. You know what I'm saying? We're going to give you that sex talk, that rawness, and you know what I'm saying? But we're going to give you that spiritual side as well. So, you know, I just think spirituality, sexuality, can go hand in hand, and you know that's what we represent here. Me and SG, you know, giving this real talk every Sunday night. So, you know, I just wanted to keep the people posted on that. Quick review. Speaking of, I talked about YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So that's a way that you can, you know, be very entrepreneurial. I know, you know, Black's got her things that she does on YouTube and stuff like that, and you know, so that's just dope, you know, if you just want to kind of do it your own way. But I do want to give a peace and shout out to Amazon Prime's new show. So, you know, if you've been listening to the show for the past, like, few months, I've really been bigging up Amazon Prime. Shout out to Netflix, too. I have my issues with Netflix from time to time, but I've been kind of zoning out. There's a couple shows. Netflix, I got to just dig a little bit more. And I always say, you know, with Netflix, I think it's a little bit more a conditioning, you know what I'm saying, that they kind of do. But anyway, Amazon Prime, though, I really just like, you know, kind of where they're headed. And so, you know, long story short, Amazon Prime yesterday, I believe, it was either yesterday or the day before yesterday, Friday night, I believe. So they premiere a new original Amazon programming show, and it's called The Swarm. So it was like, at first I thought it was a movie. You know what I'm saying? I saw the previews or whatever, and it just looked bugged out. You know what I'm saying? But it was like some bugged out, like, Black shit. You know what I'm saying? Southern. Like, it was some, like, Southern, like, strip club type shit. So, you know, I'm all in. But eerie at the same time. Really, like, thumbs up. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, okay. And it's called The Swarm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what is this about? So I thought it was a movie. So, you know, Amazon Prime, you know, I'm always checking out Amazon Prime. And so I saw it. I'm like, oh, it's not even a movie. It's a, I think it's at least 7 episodes, if I'm not mistaken. But it's a series. And I'm like, okay, you know what I'm saying? So I watched the first couple of episodes, and I didn't even know, you know, Donald Glover, you know, he's got a, I don't know, he's a producer or director on it. He definitely directed the first episode. So he had some, you know, he's definitely a part of this show. And, you know, big shout out to Donald Glover. You know, he did his thing with Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? That was a nice critically acclaimed series that came to an end. What was it, last year? You know what I'm saying? Was this final season. But he's right back at it. You know what I'm saying? This one, if you thought Atlanta was kind of quirky and different, man, this one is this one's right back at you with even some more stuff. So I don't want to give it away, but definitely check it out. You know, after I finish it, because I'm going to probably, after I get off tonight, you know what I'm saying, in the next, you know, few minutes, me and my wife will probably, you know, chill out and watch a couple more episodes. Because like I said, I'm 2 episodes in, and he just bugged out. Like, so a couple of, you know, actors on there, or, you know, this is the first time I know she's the actress, but, and she's a singer, but it was the first thing I really seen her in. She kind of did her thing on a little bit. But shout out to Chloe Bailey. You know what I'm saying? Man, she got a scene in the first episode that's interesting. You know what I'm saying? And big shout out to, I don't know his real name, but my guy Franklin from Snowfall. Big shout out to Snowfall, too. That's in this final season. I got to get caught up on that. I'm like 2 episodes in. I'm kind of savoring that, because once it's over, it's over. So But he, you know, was on this episode too, the first episode. So it was interesting, man. And you know, all I'll say for Chloe Bailey's character and, you know, the dude that plays Franklin, I don't know his real name, but you know, English dude, everybody knows Franklin from Snowfall, the main guy on Snowfall. But all I'll say is grand opening, grand closing. And the only thing that I'll say was, you know, it's an interesting twist for all these kind of, I'm not bigging this up, but it's just like a genre. It seemed like this whole serial, you know, you got to be careful nowadays too with this whole, you know, like I said, and I said this about Netflix, not to be rambling, but the whole, like, this whole, like, infatuation with serial killers and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Because there's nothing to play around with. You know, the show You is very popular. I haven't watched since that, the Dahmer, you know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't finished that, but I did see, like, you know, like 8 episodes. I just got, like, 2 episodes left. But this is kind of like a take on that, but just different. You know what I'm saying? There's a black female that's kind of just doing some wild shit. So, but once again, it's called The Swarm, so I'm eager to see, you know, how it's going to play itself out. Because like I said, I'm only 2 episodes in, and I'm like, man, first 2 episodes is like this. I can only imagine how this is going to, like, end up. But definitely interested in Donald Glover, like I said, right now, you know, it's his time. You know what I'm saying? Of course, back in the day, we had the Spike Lees, and we had the John Singleton, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was just talking about Snowfall, because that was John Singleton's, like, final project. And, you know, Spike Lee, you know, of course, he was OG as far as black cinema. And of course, even my guy, you know, Quentin Tarantino, talked about Pulp Fiction. But it just seemed like now, you know, it's a new era now. You know, you've got the Donald Glovers, you've got the Jordan Peeles. It seemed like that's the new black Hollywood, you know what I'm saying, as far as directors. So it's just interesting, man. 2023, you know, you're just seeing this whole shift, you know, culture shift, you know, the ageism shift, you know what I'm saying? There's new people coming for those spots that's been, like, held down for so long, you know what I'm saying? It's new energy coming around. So, you know, I just love it, man. So, you know, big shout out. You know, I'm an analyst of the culture, so I'm going to definitely just bring it to you live and direct, you know what I'm saying? You know, each Sunday, man, with this platform that we have called Real Talk with SGMO Ben. So, you know, once again, as I wrap this thing up, big shout out to Black. You know what I'm saying? This is an interesting topic. You know what I'm saying? As always, we dove into, you know, what's the real reason we don't eat the pork? And like I said, I think we both came to the conclusion that it's, you know, everything in moderation, including moderation, basically. And it's basically just a matter of opinion and preference. You know what I'm saying? Long story short. So that's what that was. Big shout out to Black's political takes. You know what I'm saying? You know, Black always comes with our point of view, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, this is a freedom of speech space. So, you know, we're going to voice our opinions even if you don't agree. And once again, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to me for the world famous chop up. So as always, you know what I'm saying? Follow, like I said, the Twitter page, that's Real Adult Talk, you know, talk is spelled TAWK. We put that country twang on there. Like I said, it's just, you know, if you want to see the rawness, definitely follow that. And always keep it posted. Always re-post the shows on that Twitter page. So if you missed it live, you can always check out the replay there when I retweet it. Definitely, you know, for reasonable doubt, follow the Mo Bins Twitter page, MOBINNS. And if you want to put a face with a voice, check me out on IG, MOBINNS. Just always keep it respectful. So, once again, you know what I'm saying? It's been real, people. Till next week, everybody be safe. Peace, peace, peace. Signing off.